So yeah, without further ado, man, let's go ahead and bring Aaron in.
There he is.
Hey, yeah, guys. Buddy. Hey, man, how you doing, Aaron?
Doing all right.
Love the enthusiasm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you taking your time. We know you're busy, you know, being the CEO of a huge company. And I get it. You're working all the time. And, you know, we've talked about it, pre-production. We're the least paid, least appreciated, but you're the ones that's keeping it going, man. And everything I've heard from Rick has just been phenomenal when it comes to what you guys are doing over there at Cobalt.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, this is me excited. I've been told I have an emotional range of, like, scale of 1 to 10, between 4 and 6. So this is me ecstatic. Super stoked to be here.
Not a bad place to be at. You know, sometimes when you're super over the top or super way down low, you know, causes dramas. But no, dude, it's all good. So, Aaron, let's do this. Just kind of give people a quick background about you, just because, you know, I'm sure with you kind of getting out on the podcast streams and kind of getting your message out there, but just kind of go, you know, a little bit. Hey, what'd you do before Cobalt? Obviously picking up Cobalt and kind of what you guys are doing, and we'll dig deeper in as the show goes.
Right on. Yeah. So I don't come from the firearms industry. I don't come from a military law enforcement background. I spent the last 10 years previous to Cobalt in the pharmaceutical space, on the consulting side for most of the time, but then the last couple years in the wholesale distribution side. Got sick and tired of pharma. It's a depressing world. And a lot of government regulation, not that firearms is any different that way, but at least, you know, we're around something that brings passion in and you can have fun with. So came into Cobalt right in the middle of COVID, end of May 2020. And it was, you know, I tell this story all the time, but a friend called and said, you know, Cobalt Kinetics is selling a Connex box. They want $3,500 for it. It's got Gallotech inside. It's got the gun racks, and it would look good out at your property. We have a range out here. So went over there. It was full of guns. Thought, man, that's the, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the way the Cobalts look, but, you know, I can't get guns right now. So asked if any of them were for sale. They said they're all for sale. And made him an offer. 9 days later, I was out of pharmaceuticals.
Nice.
Wow. Now, was the interest in firearms always there? Because that's a pretty big leap from, you know, pretty big pivot from pharmaceuticals to firearms.
I think drugs and guns have more of a correlation than most people think.
Touche.
Yeah. No, I
Fast and Furious maybe.
So,
yeah.
We're hopefully not being oppressed, and we're acting like the town squire trying to get some words of wisdom out there to you, the people. Big shout out to Mark for that fantastic new art intro, man. Absolutely love it. For those of you watching, I've got my cool trucker hat USA on. Another great gift from Mark. So he's just out there crushing it. Don't forget, guys, check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Check out our newsletter. Sign up or check out our website. Sign up for our newsletter. And make sure you check out our industry partners page. We got new ones coming on board. Super excited about that. As Mark likes to say, we'll save you a boatload of cash with that. Don't forget, guys, patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. Bi-monthly Zoom call with me and Mark. And then, oh, by the way, we got OTR training on demand, so you can check that on both of our homepages. So here's the deal, guys. We're going to jump right in. This words of wisdom. We're going to talk about excuses, right? Come on, man. I mean, excuses. What is an excuse? We can come up with 1,000 different excuses why we can't do something, why we're not successful. why we've got some excess baggage around the love handles, right? We can, excuses are easy. And this day and age, they're almost given to you. It's almost accepted. We don't have winners and losers anymore in sports. If you lose, if you win, nobody's keeping track. Everything's an excuse. No way, man. Excuses to me are rubbish. You've got to hold yourself accountable. That's right. Hold yourself accountable. So you can sit there and go, oh, man, I'm overweight because, I don't know. Pick whatever excuse you want, right? And I sit there and look at some of our U.S. service members that have lost limbs, that are out there crushing life physically. Yeah, business-wise, everything else, right? But really the physical part, because if you think about it, if I'm missing a limb or two or three, man, or four, I mean, you got some of these guys that are doing some amazing things but are staying after it. They're not letting that limitation be an excuse. Yeah, I sit with my fellow Americans, and I'll tell you, man, I do a lot of traveling. And, man, you go to the airport, you want to see some interesting things? And I see people needing seatbelt extenders, and canes, and wheelchairs, and I'm just like, there are guys missing limbs getting after it. I'm like, what's the difference? Is the difference is you've got an excuse why you can't do something, why you're not successful in business, why you're overweight, why you're whatever in the situation you're in is an excuse? Or what are you doing to do something about it?
Let's talk about cowboy action shooting all night, every night.
Ooh. Bam.
Have you ever grabbed one of these lever actions off the wall and just tossed it and got ready to go? Woo! Lever action.
Where's your double barrel at?
I know. You know what? I really do need a double barrel. I'm not lying.
Well, if you're going to do cowboy action, you 100% need a double barrel.
Yeah.
And you need to get your good old single action as well, you know?
I know. Yeah, I need a single action. I was looking at these Taylor Firearms single action. So anybody knows these Taylor Firearms out there, hey, you know, I could use a single action. Hey, if it's not free, it's not me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but tonight we're on a more serious topic. We're going to be talking about training, preparing for training, planning for training, and everything else. And that training could also include, if you're going to be doing some cowboy action shooting, you can't go to the cowboy action shooting if you just have a lever action. You probably use a double barrel and a single action. But hey, welcome back to Romeo Charlie Reality Check with my awesome co-hosts. We have Rick Hogg from Warhawk Tactical and Mark Kelly from Kelly Defense. What's going on, gentlemen?
Doing good, man. Another super excited episode. And can't wait to see where this one all unravels and goes.
The response, by the way, to the Romeo Charlie show has been great. Appreciate everybody tuning in and everybody giving us your comments and feedback. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of good information, a lot of good guests. It's been good.
Yeah.
It was all about that. Once you guys mentioned Desert Storm and Desert Shield, boom!
Forget about it.
History right there, man. History.
History.
Yeah.
So let's talk.
So Jason's a big competition shooter now. Saw your stuff on IG.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, man.
Looks like a lot of fun. Looks like you're getting after it. Looks like everybody was getting after it.
Yeah. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised on the reception going there. Because, you never know what you're going to run into. In this world of firearms and firearm shooting, you never know if you're going to get, like, the asshole.
Well, okay, so you're going to have, I mean, here's the thing. You'll run into those out there, but they're the minority. For the most part, most guys, because they're all kind of shooting together, and it's like, hey, who's the new kid rolling up in here? You know, do some quick introductions. Hey, you're new to the game. Cool. Let me give you some tidbits. Here's what's up. Yada, yada. I mean, hopefully that was your response,
I think it's going to be a little bit different because, you see, I went to a range about an hour away in Maryland. And, let's jump right into training. So figure about a month ago when I started this health kick. I shouldn't even call it health kick. When I when I turned into let's Jason survive past 50, I started shooting a lot more. I started being like, you know what? One of my bucket list things, it's not even a bucket list, was shooting competitively. So I signed up for a USPSA match, and then I went to the range and I zeroed in my red dot and I put a couple hundred rounds down. I just started getting used to shooting for competition rather than shooting for tactics. So one of the things is before I went to the range, I kind of said, okay, I need to do my research. I'm going to be shooting USPSA, which is US Pistol Shooting Association. I said, okay, I need to understand what am I going to be shooting? What are these stages? It's going to be a lot different than tactical shooting. And so right before I went to the range, I got everything laid out. I brought little paper plates with me, little sticky cards and everything. And I tried to learn how to shoot to their little parameters, which is a lot different than shooting full tactical. So, yeah, I did that. And I was pleasantly surprised when I got to the range over the weekend. Everybody was very welcoming. And they're like, hey, first time here, here's what we're doing. A little bit different than IDPA, but hey, this is how we're doing it. If you want to help set up the range, you can learn how it goes. And hey, by the way, it's $25. So it's not a killer price tag, but you're also getting a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, depending what your goal is, I mean, you can just go there and just go to shoot the match for you. Or you can sit there and go, hey, I want to try to get ranked in this sport, if that's, you know, so your desire. And then you've got to start figuring out or digging a little deeper, what do I actually want to get ranked in? Because there's numerous different disciplines in there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, they're pretty wide open as far as, you know, parameters and what you can do and can't do. But to me, my thing, Jason, was when I first started, it was how to make myself a better shooter and put yourself in situations where you may not see in a regular training event, or you can't set up potentially at your range. And then the other thing is that I like with USPSA is, you know, if you are opting to get ranked in the sport, you know, they've got their standards in there and you can actually shoot these standards and it gives you some tangibles. So like we talked about before, how do we know if we're getting better at what we're doing? So you could do something like go hit USPSA, you know, look up their standards. It lays out exactly how the course is set up and they're not super hard or difficult. And then boom, get yourself the pro timer, run it and go, all right, hey, this month it, oh, time. And granted, I wouldn't look at doing the whole factor thing. I would just look at, hey, what's my time and my hits. You try to do the higher math with your hit factor and don't have computer power, you might have some dramas, but it'll still give you a tangible to go, okay, cool. Where am I hitting? What's my time? And am I improving or whatever the case would be? So good on you, man.
That's my goal for the next one. Is like, I didn't even care about hit factors or anything this time. But I wanted to see where I was at. So now I got a good baseline. Mm-hmm. I know how to train for the next one.